Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. Subscribe to the feed. We're starting to see the ramifications of the Trump administration's choices over the past month come to reality for Republican elected officials. And I think maybe the first, what would you say, inflection point of regular people pushing back that we've really seen is at this town hall that Georgia Republican Rich McCormick held last night. He represents Georgia's 7th district, which is northeast of Atlanta, but like exurbs, northeast of Stone Mountain, like Norcross, if people know the area. He won with 64% of the vote. So this is not a swing district. This is not the suburbs. This is not suburbs.
Yeah.
And so he... he got some big pushback last night. We're going to play a couple of the clips. But Sam, I'm curious just kind of your top line thoughts before we play a clip.
So we kind of, the reason I find this interesting is we got a little inkling when we did that story about how the congressmen and women were responding to their constituent complaints, right? They were writing these letters. They were posturing like, oh, I support Elon, but I'm making sure that he's not going too far and I have all these protections. And that kind of, When we did that piece, my light bulb went off. I was like, ooh, that's interesting. They're getting some pushback. This, to me, is much more visceral, right? Like, obviously, every time you see something in footage, it's more visceral than if you are reading it in text. And when I saw this last night, my instinct was, this is, and I'm not the only one who had this, this reminds me of 2009, 2010, and the Tea Party stuff. And it was specifically the Obamacare town halls. And then... also, if I'm another Republican in Congress, like I see that, and that kind of spooks me a little bit.
Well, you were on the White House beat during those Obamacare.
So I back in 2009, 2010, I was covering the Obama White House for HuffPost, and you know, basically the context was they were pursuing this incredibly ambitious healthcare policy, and. It was the third rail, right? Like Clinton had touched it and lived to regret it. But no one else really wanted to do healthcare because they wanted to do it, but they knew it was going to be problematic. And the first taste of just how problematic it was in these town halls. Now, some of the Tea Party stuff was about the bailouts and the economic recovery program, but really it was people coming in and being like, you are going to take away my health insurance. You're not going to let me go see my doctor. People were freaking out. And Democrats just were completely ill-equipped and ill-prepared to handle. They just didn't know what to do. And it overwhelmed the town halls, and it almost killed Obamacare, frankly.
Yeah. Here's, I think, our first taste about how Republicans are going to handle it. Rich McCormick telling an angry, a mob of righteously angry constituents who are upset about what is happening and the firings and the impact on their community, telling them that they are the same as January 6th insurrectionists. Let's watch.
Tyranny is rising in the White House, and a man has declared himself our king. So I would like to know, rather, the people would like to know what you, congressmen, and your fellow congressmen are going to do to rein in the megalomaniac in the White House.
When you talk about tyranny, when you talk about presidential power, I remember having the same discussion with Republicans when Biden was elected. The funny thing is, The funny thing is, you're sitting here and a lot of you would probably say those January 6s who are yelling just as loud as you, who are upset just like you.
You know, maybe not the talking point you're going to go for.
Maybe finesse that one a little bit. Workshopping.
In the mega context where these people are heroes, get to go to get to perform at the Kennedy Center, maybe he could spin it as I was trying to compliment you.
Have you booked your tickets for the J6 Choir at the Kennedy Center?
I'm waiting. I've never been to the Kennedy Center for a show, so it'll be my first one.
This is going to be great. Yeah. I'm going to pregame. No, I would have done a different approach to that one. But look, it's that question was interesting because it had nothing to do with Doge, although some other people asked about Doge, right? And it didn't really have to do with the cuts, although it was related to the cuts. It was Trump's acting tyrannical and like, please rein him in. And that is just like, you know, if you're a Republican in Congress, that's even tougher than Doge, right? Because Doge, you can be like, look, I don't want Elon to do this either. We're trying to make some, you know, guardrails here. I want to make sure he's not getting your privacy information, yada, yada, yada. This is different. This is your hero, Donald Trump, has taken it too far. Please rein him in. And he doesn't have a response.
Yeah. We also see a little bit on the Doge stuff itself. Bulwark super fan, Maggie Goldman, who's run for office down there in Georgia, was there at the town hall and has a couple of videos on show here. But he is getting pressed specifically about the cuts.
Right.
Because, you know, again, it's not just touching D.C. It's touching all of these communities.
And this is just to be clear, so this is near Atlanta again. That's the home of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They've cut, like 1,000 people they want to cut there. It's crazy. So this is hitting close on, but this is everywhere. Like, the cuts are national.
What's not reasonable is taking this chainsaw approach, which they obviously admit when they fired these people, then decided, we fired the wrong people. We've got to bring them back in. Why is this being jammed down the pipe so rushed and sloppily? So... is when you say you have this many employees that you have to cut, that organization decides who they're going to cut. Now they may make.
I don't know that he got what he's signing up for here. You know, and the place is packed. And you know, there's been kind of this discussion. We've been having it. Everybody's been having it of like. It felt different than 2016. There was an apathy. There was a nihilism. People were beaten down. They're like, people wanted to check out. You didn't see the big protests. There have been some protests here and there. But like this, the energy here is palpable in these clips.
And Tim, I think you were talking about this online, or maybe you were tweeting someone else talking about it, but Democrats don't seem to be harnessing it, right? Like Democrats almost might get engulfed by it too, which is...
Politicians, you mean.
Yeah. Their people want something in terms of a reaction to this stuff. And I'm not sure what the politicians can give them. And that's like that's a bad place for the Democrats, too, because they might come for the Democrats and say, you're not doing enough.
I mean, they can do stuff. They can give them fire and brimstone. They can block some of these stuff on the Hill. They can, you know what I mean? Like that's
they should show more.
Yeah, they got to channel the energy. I was talking about this on the pod yesterday. I don't have the poll in front of me right now, but it was an overwhelming majority of Democrats, I think in the area of 70%, like when asked, are Democratic elected officials doing enough to fight Trump? They're doing too much or too little. It was 70% was too little, right? As opposed to just the right amount. And it was it's overwhelming majority. And so I do think that Democrats could get swept up in this. Obviously, the anger is pointed towards Elon and Musk, but the anger is also pointed to just kind of a lack of, you know, anything happening to slow them down. And to me, it's also an opportunity for some Democrats, actually, to like really get famous and become a leader and, you know, channel.
Exactly. If I were a young up-and-coming Democrat, like that's something you could tap into. It's very interesting because you're exactly right. In 2017, all of them were tapping into it. I mean, you watched them fundraising on Facebook. The numbers were astronomical. Now, less so. Quickly, back to the Republicans, though. Because it wasn't – I just want to be clear. This was not a isolated town hall. First of all, members don't really do town halls that much anymore because they want to avoid this stuff. But this is not isolated. So – there's like a couple clips this morning. CNN has a story out about how Republicans and state officials are worried about Trump's FEMA cuts. So that was one that I thought was interesting. Politico has a piece out. Of course, the headline makes your eyes roll, but the private GOP panic over the slash and burn Doge firings. Like, come on, folks, you can speak up. It's okay. You don't have to do this. And this is one anonymous congressional aide. Quote, I thought we were supposed to be in a new era of meritocracy, not the indiscriminate firing of people, blah, 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 blah. But this one is on the record. Representative Troy Balderson, he's of Ohio. He described President Donald Trump's flurry of executive orders as, quote, getting out of control at an event, at a Westerville area chamber business luncheon on Thursday. So you're starting to see like a little bits and pieces here and there of anxiety, worry from Republicans. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, well, and they haven't done anything. I mean, to kill Republicans. This is like, I think, the other interesting thing. I mean, like the idea of them being able to govern, like, could completely crumble, like, before they even actually get anything out the door. This was part of the suggestion. There was not to get too wonky, but I did interview with Liam Donovan a while back, and there was. Who's like just a Hill watcher. And there was this debate happening internally in Republican circles. Do we do one big thing out of the gate that's like fund a bunch of, I think it was mostly immigration, right? Like fund a bunch of security,
border security,
new ICE officials, and like just get a bill out the door to like have something that Trump signs and to have some momentum in the first 100 days. And then there were some technical reasons why they decided not to do that. They're going to do this kind of big omnibus thing that does some immigration and some tax cuts and Doge and everything. And I mean, it's just like, I initially just as an outsider who has no interest in them succeeding was like, well, obviously they should do the first option, right? And try to get something done because this big bill seems like a total clusterfuck. And I mean, you know, if you have random dudes like Troy Balderson already worried.
Yeah. The idea you do a huge bill when you have a two-seat majority. I'm going to have to squeeze that one in. No. And then we keep in mind, they got to fund the government in like a month, right? Like you're absolutely right. Like this stuff that we've seen in the first month has not required any congressional Republican involvement whatsoever. They've had to confirm. Yeah, the confirmations. But at some point, they're going to have to put their, you know, pencils to paper, I think, and we'll see what happens there. But
maybe King Trump has other ideas. Well, good on the people that showed up to Rich McCormick's town hall last night. Got
folks,
off their ass.
If you're watching this, folks, and you're at a town hall, and you see something, video it and send it to us, please.
Video it.
Be our eyes and ears.
Yeah, please. TheBulwark.com/tips. Send it on in. Some great articles today on The Bulwark today about people who have reached out to us firing. I'm sure we have the video up on YouTube of the FEMA chief of staff, who is a veteran, 32-year naval veteran, who was fired. And then another article about all of the insanity at the nuclear
Los Alamos,
the firings and unfirings at Los Alamos.
We're
going to
have a separate video of that on the YouTube later today, but you should read that piece. It is
more on that
crazy
to come. Go to TheBulwark.com. Subscribe to the feed. That's Sam Stein. I'm Tim Miller. We'll see you all soon. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.